This is Haystack Health Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Health Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Health Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for being with us today. Well, good to have our good friend Scott Hinkey back in with us. It's been a couple weeks since Scott's been able to get in. So, Scott, good to have you back.
Good to be back.
On-site consulting is the company. Hey, you have anything, any needs with computers, this is your one-stop shop to get just everything taken care of. And Scott, you just congratulations. You guys just won a very prestigious award. Tell us about it.
We did. We won top IT company in Colorado. That's a big area.
That's a big area.
And I was really, you know, thankful for that recognition. It was through Colorado Biz Magazine. It's one of the top Colorado magazines, probably the top magazine in Colorado to talk about businesses and community and consumer affairs and things like that. So right. Colorado Biz named us that. And we appreciate it.
And man, there's a lot of companies around,
right,
that are in that.
We beat everybody, which is amazing. And I just contributed to the
was
lot
this
of the,
in person voting or mail voting or.
Well, we hacked into the voting machines and we changed the figures, and so that's exactly how we won. But we're not going to say that to anybody. No, it was like a vote. They send out these teasers and they say, "Hey, vote for your best computer company."
Sure.
And they send it to everybody they can, I guess. Uh-huh. So we're glad that we came in there. We beat a lot of the big companies.
Yeah.
And we're not that big of a company. Got about 10 employees, but we really care about our people.
No.
We care about people, individuals, whether they need tutoring. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of people who just don't quite get it that a laptop has a battery in it or a wireless mouse has a battery. We explain that to people, to big networks and protecting. I know some of your clients or some of your friends, too, have used us in their
sure.
large companies with their servers and employees and monitoring and things like that. So we help everybody between here and there.
And, there's just so much that changes.
Right.
And changes quickly. Sometimes that we don't know, and one computer to another or one phone to another, different things like that. It's great to have an expert because there's no way we can all understand it.
Right. And I'll say the same with me. Like, I'm the owner of the company. I do not remember everything. I don't know how to fix everything. Some people say, well, if you're going to fix my computer, we want you personally to work on it. I said, you do not want me to work on this. You want somebody who works on this 8 hours a day to work on your computer, because they know this inside and out, and I have to ask people questions. So that's kind of the key, is know who you can ask. Mm-hmm. You don't need to have all the information in your brain, like same with me in cars. I don't understand cars.
Sure.
I don't understand taxes. I don't understand women. But the point is, I don't have to know all those things. I just have to know somebody else who knows those things.
Just say you're right.
Yes,
that's the only thing.
I know, I've learned that first year. So anyway, so you need to have a friend in the business.
Yeah.
So you don't have to know everything.
Absolutely. When it comes to, what's the fairest comparison to maybe owning a computer? Is it car maintenance? I mean, as far as, hey, we do oil changes so often, all that. You
right.
don't trash it and buy a new one. You fix it as long as you can until it can't be fixed anymore, right?
Right. I've even got a video somewhere on my website is that it kind of compares it to a car. You need to take it in once in a while for a tune-up. You cannot survive without taking your car in once a year for a tune-up, And you'll come up with those people and say, no, I could do it. I've gone 10 years without an oil change. Well, yes, you have, but that's why your car doesn't start half the time. But, also like the medical field, same thing. You need to go to a doctor once in a while. And I have friends and relatives who never go to doctors because they say they're not sick, and I feel fine. Well, you need to go once in a while. Just get a little checkup because guess what? The doctor knows a little bit more about medicine than you do, right? And I've argued with people about that, too. Oh, they do not. I said, oh, my gosh. Of course they know more about medicine than you do. You need to go in there, just have somebody look at it. And you don't always have to pay, a consulting company like us or some other large reputable company to do it. There could be a geeky kid next door. Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't go with teenagers. A geeky married person next door, somebody like in their 30s.
Right.
Kids all think they know what they're doing. But really, somebody who's maybe 25, 30 years old, they could really advise you on some of the basics. There's so many basics that we have on our answering machine. Actually, when you call us, it'll say, if your computer, your printer, or your internet's not working, you need to restart your computer, your internet, or your printer. I mean, it seems common sense to people, but a lot of people don't get that. So I say, you know, you got a nerdy guy next door and you can't figure out why your computer doesn't turn on. Maybe the first step is go next door. Hey, could you look at my computer and I'll bake you some cookies. Okay.
Sure.
So, you know, have somebody like that, but we're a friendly people. We've been doing this for 40 years, a lot of, helping people out everywhere from tutoring to lessons to how come my phone doesn't sync with my other iPhone and, you know, a lot of weird stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But with our staff, we pretty much help everybody with everything.
All right. Are there several most common problems that walk in every day with computers that you see?
Yes. Every day it's a scam. I hate to say it, but we have over 11,000 customers, loyal customers too. They come in, you know, once a year or whatever. But, they get scammed. We're talking 2 or 3 people per day will call us, and it is so sad. The best thing to do is, you know, is to hang up before you let them in your computer. Right. But unfortunately, the ones that come to us have already let them in.
So these are ones where they allowed someone to get in there. Not they didn't just click on something. They talked to someone and allowed them in.
Right. And 2 or 3 times a day, this happens. We had one customer complain once because when she came in, she goes, "That technician wasn't stressed out enough. He should have been more stressed out. I let somebody in my computer." I said, "Ma'am, we know. We see this every day. And hopefully that never happens to you guys. But you just got to remember, nobody's going to remote into your computer for free and do anything."
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Microsoft.
Anything good.
Anything good. That's right. Things bad, they will. But like Microsoft doesn't call you. There's a big scam out. It's been around for years. Pops up and says, "Warning, something, something, something. Call Microsoft and here's the phone number." The first red flag is Microsoft doesn't even want you to have their phone number. Yeah. You know how hard it is to find the real Microsoft phone number? There's billions of computers around the world. Nobody wants to talk to you. So for somebody to tell you the friendly number to call, it's not Microsoft. So they let those people in the computer. And I assure you, if you've ever let somebody in a computer, they are still connected to your computer. When they install a program, it'll stay on there till you, the customer, manually take it off. We'll have customers come in with 3 remote programs running on their computer. And I tell them, and they said, oh, yeah, I let somebody remote in a year ago. I said, good grief. Yeah. They've been connected to you for a year. Mm-hmm. You've got to change your passwords, maybe even your bank account password and stuff like that.
Sure.
So you've really got to be careful of that. It's common sense after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I shouldn't have done that, should I? I shouldn't have given them my credit card number. But you just got to be careful. And, you know, if I was going to talk about this later, but if any of your listeners, I know you guys have hundreds of thousands of people listening.
Hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds and millions. And but if they want to, we'll be glad to take a look at them. Like, take a look at, not them, their computer.
Okay.
If they bring in their computer, leave it for 24 hours, we'll check to make sure there's no remote program on there. And you would be surprised at how many people, there is one on there from years ago. Oh, yeah, I let that computer guy in years ago. I said, well, his program is still running every day. And we can detect this in seconds, and you normal people can't really tell the exact programs of what's running and stuff. Right. We'd be glad to take a look at that, do a diagnostic for your people. Just mention Haystack.
Okay.
Because I don't want everybody in town coming in, just the Haystack people.
Okay. So. We appreciate it. Scott Hinke is our guest. Once again, it's On-Site Consulting. 720-482-8383 is the number, just off Hamden there, 925. That's a King Supers, right?
Yeah,
King Supers parking lot right there. Now, as far as passwords, that seems to be a thing that a lot of people forget, and there are some things that they have a hard time recovering them. So what's the easiest way? And I know you've shared this before, but I think it's very important because we've got so many passwords today.
So there are password managers. Their only job is to keep track of your passwords. Okay, the big one, well, I use one called LastPass. There's one called 1Pass. There's one called Fastlane. And there's a couple other out there that are really common. You got to make sure it's a really reputable company. Don't just go with Joe's password manager because Joe is the criminal. You know, that's giving you the password manager. So you got to get one that's a really big name. And then you have a massive password on there to get into it, like a 20-digit password.
Oh,
like,
geez.
I hate these stupid computers and Microsoft! !123. You know, something that's a really long sentence or whatever. And so nobody can get in there. But the cool thing is I put it on my computers. There's a free one and a paid version. I pay for it so I can put it on multiple computers and my phone and my wife's phone. So we all keep all of our family passwords, like 250 passwords, in one place. But if I'm at the Chick-fil-A and I can't remember my login so I can get the free nuggets, you know, I look at my phone and I find the password, right? So you can carry around 250 passwords. But on my phone, you have to do a face unlock, you know, so Nobody can get, nobody can see those except for me.
Right.
But passwords are really important to keep safe. And you're supposed to change your passwords every single year, okay, even if you don't want to. And especially your email, your bank, and your like Apple ID or Google. Like Google works on all your phones. So we have a lot of people, they go through a divorce or something like that, and their spouse has the password for the phone. They can track you. They can read all your emails. They can read your text messages. They can erase your photos, okay, for somebody who has your Gmail or your iCloud passwords. So those are the big ones you should change every single year. You know, REI Sports and Chick-fil-A, you don't have to do it because what are they going to steal, your nuggets? So
now, but when you go in there, you connect to their Wi-Fi, Chick-fil-A? Is that okay?
I do.
To get your, you're taking a chance now.
No, I don't usually.
For 6 free nuggets.
I know. I don't usually connect to Wi-Fi in public places. One, because my phone has unlimited Wi-Fi anyway.
Right.
Okay. So the only time people usually do that are airports, airplanes, and hotels. And airports, I think, are a big spot. If I was a criminal, I would go to an airport. There's a way to get into the airport Wi-Fi. Okay, everybody in the entire airport's on the same Wi-Fi. And I don't think it would be that hard to crack into there and see all the data being traveling around in the airport with people's cell phones. And you can get their email address and password that way. Not their bank account, but you get your email password.
Sure.
But with that, you can get your bank password. With that, you can get into your savings account and stuff. So you want to be careful in those public places. And just don't use it if you don't have to. I go on the public Wi-Fi on the airplane. It's funny, but I actually think about this. Are there any criminals on this airplane? Because if you were a criminal, you could see my email stuff going through the airplane. But what's the chance of me, Spirit Airways, $59 luggage handling fee, would a criminal go on there?
Right.
You'd go with Emirates or whatever some big name is, United. But probably not the airlines that I fly on.
As far as phones, and we'll get into some computer stuff here after our break. But as far as phones, what can you help people with iPhones? Like, I know a lot of people that drop their phone, break the glass. Do y'all do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. I'm not for me. Again, that's one of those things I don't know how to do.
Okay.
But it's a piece of glass. We have to order the right one for the right phone. And we pry it open and stick on the new glass. And we have a warranty on that. We have a lifetime warranty on screen protectors.
Okay.
They're only $20. We'll do a discount for Haystack people of $15. But it's a lifetime screen protector. That means a little plastic that goes on top. So if you ever break it, hopefully that breaks instead of your screen the next time. You can come in and we'll give you another one. But, we could replace those. Apple's got this thing going on. They're trying to fight that only Apple can fix an Apple phone. And there's like a lawsuit and like up in Congress or something that's really big about whether anybody can fix iPhones other than Apple. And I don't even know what the result is right now. But right now we're still fixing them at half the price of Apple, by the way.
Yeah.
While you wait, by the way. And that's another thing. Oh, I should bring this up. We're really good at getting things done quickly. You know, we usually have a 1 to 2 day turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
There's a major computer person, a company in Denver. They are 3 weeks before they turn on your computer. So if you have a problem with your computer, you check it in. 3 weeks later, they will turn it on and check it out. Can you believe that? If your business or your home is without a computer for that amount of time, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a 1 to 2 day turnaround, which helps a lot of people out.
Right. Once again, Scott Hinke is our guest. It is On-Site Consulting. The number is 720-482-8383. And when you go in, mention you heard him here on Haystack Help, and I promise you they'll take great, great care of you. All right. Scott Hinke is our guest, On-Site Consulting. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Kurt Rogers with Affordable Interest Mortgage. You've heard me for the last 8 years on KLZ, and today, my senior reverse mortgage manager of over 16 years, David Olson, has important information on reverse mortgages.
Thank you, Kurt. I specialize in reverse mortgages, and as a senior of 75 years and owning a reverse mortgage, we face many precarious financial events. Today, we're facing a 40-year high inflation rate. The words inflation and fixed income are not compatible. How do we protect our financial stability in these difficult times? By having access to an increasing home equity line of credit, where your unused portions grow in value. An income stream for life, just like Social Security. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Just call 720-895-0500. Join me for a free, no-obligation conversation, your table or mine, and learn how a reverse mortgage can help you. That's 720-895-0500. David Olson. Relieve some of your financial stress in these trying times. That's 720-895-0500.
NMLS 298-191, regulated by DORA.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, Scott Hinkey is our guest. On-site consulting is the company. Hey, they are the top IT company in Colorado, and they just won that award. So, Scott, once again, in our second half, I'll congratulate
Thank
you again.
You. Thank you. And that is not a self-imposed award. I didn't just make it up and said, congratulations myself, I am the award winner. No, we won that from Colorado Biz Magazine. It's a really prestigious magazine in Colorado that rates businesses and gives consumer advice and things like that. So we're really pleased to get that. We did a lot of work to get there, too.
Sure. Well, when you take care of people like you've done through the years, and us, I mean, us personally over through the years, I mean, man, you're very consistent with your service, and you take care of people and do what you have to do, and you don't charge for things you don't have to do, and it's pretty easy to run a good, honest business, but very few people do it.
Right. If you do the right thing, people come back. What a concept, you know?
Sure.
So we've done this for 40 years. We've had people come back. I still have the same customer I helped 40 years ago.
Wow.
That comes to us for computer help. When I first started working with him, I was helping him with floppy disks. And the mouse wasn't invented yet, just floppy disks and a modem to call the city planning committee or something.
Jeez.
Anyway, we've been in it a long time, so we've seen a lot of weird stuff. We had a guy come in, have a computer there in the shop right now that needs Windows XP on his computer. So we're having to find a Windows XP computer to install his program on. You know, what a weird concept. But I pulled out my disk from 25 years ago. Look, I have a copy of Windows XP from 25 years ago. So we see a lot of stuff. So if you come in, you probably won't surprise us.
Yep, absolutely. Now, in our first segment, Scott was talking about folks remoting in, and he would be very happy for Haystack Help listeners to bring your computer in, and they will take a quick look and see if there's any remote programming running on there that you are unaware of. But when you talk about diagnostic checking, let's kind of run through that a little bit. What are you looking for?
Just like, you know, at the bank, tellers are supposed to touch real money. So when they see a fake one come by, they can see it right away. That's kind of the way we are with computers. You turn your computer on in 1 minute, we'll say, oh, look, your computer's more than 5 years old. If it's more than 5 years old, you have a 50% chance of it working another year. It's really amazing. So a guy came in today. Oh, my computer's 10 years old. I said, okay, you have a negative 10% chance of this computer working another year. It shouldn't even be operating right now. You need another computer. So that's part of the diagnostics. Good grief. We could do that just by looking at it without turning it on. A lot of people have two antivirus programs thinking that's good. That is counterproductive. They don't both work. They both, in fact, don't work. So you're not protected at all when two antivirus
programs. So one good one's better than multiple.
Right. You put two on there. They're fighting the whole time. Your computer's dirt slow. Probably will crash. And neither one is scanning for viruses. So we could take a look at that in seconds, whether you have a backup program on there and your updates. A lot of people, Windows has automatic updates since the beginning of time. They don't work. It just doesn't work, even though it's supposed to work. And so we go in there real quick and check the updates, make sure your computer's got all the patches that it needs. We'll do that for free during a diagnostic, you know. And, you know, if we see a lot of pop-ups, we can nip that in the bud right away. That's probably part of a tune-up. So we diagnose things for free.
Okay.
For your customers. We charge ours $40. But if you want to fix it, you know, we'll call you back and say, hey, you got 200 viruses on here. You want us to take care of that? And we'll let you decide if you want to pay us to do that. But we just like helping people.
Yeah.
You know?
And if you've got a new computer, and like my wife, was afraid to transfer everything over, something might get lost, hey, you can trust Scott Hinkey. He did a great job at On-Site Consulting transferring all of her stuff over to a new computer. And there's a trick to that, so to speak, isn't there?
There is. Most places don't do what we do. They move the stuff. That's the files and the pictures and the music and videos. And maybe your address book. Okay, that's the data, things that you've created since you've been on there. But places don't know how to move the programs, the bookmarks, the favorites, the Wi-Fi passwords, the printers, your high score in solitaire and stuff like that. We can move all that stuff. And when you get the new computer, it looks just like your last one.
Mm-hmm.
It's virtually the same thing. You're like, oh, look how easy that was.
Right.
It wasn't easy, but we know how to do it.
Sure.
You know? And we had a lady come in with Windows 11. She has a Windows 10 computer and a Windows 11, wanted us to transfer it. I said, okay, do you want Windows 11? She goes, is it a lot different? I said, yes. It took me about 10 seconds to find the off button on Windows 11. They moved it to a weird place. And control panels are just a little funny. I said, if you don't want any mental stress, just stick with Windows 10. She goes, okay. So we made her computer Windows 10. So when she gets it back, it's going to look exactly like her old computer.
Yeah, and that's what people
That's what people need is comfort, you know?
Sure. Now, you have a lot of great deals there on a ton of different equipment. So kind of just run through some of the things that generally you have great savings on.
Yeah, so we have we refurbish computers. So we can get them from an auction through the state and schools and government and stuff like that. They recycle their computers every 3 years, 3 to 5 years. So we'll buy computers in bulk. We take out the slow, old spinning hard drive and put in a high-speed drive, which actually makes them 6 to 8 times faster than when they were purchased for the government. And we sell them at about 1/2 to 1/3 the price of a new computer. And most of our lower speed computers go faster than the higher speed ones. Mm-hmm. People know, look, I turn on my computer once a day to check my email, look at Facebook, check my bank, and I turn it back off. I don't want to waste my life on a computer, and I don't want to spend a lot of money on this. So I said, hey, $200. You can get a computer with a warranty and a high-speed drive and Windows 10 and all the updates done for $200. You know, we have them higher than that, but if you're just doing that, how about $200? You want to go twice as fast? Let's spend $50 more. It's not that much to get a good computer for your house for whatever your needs are. We've got desktops and laptops at every range. We've got monitors from $20. Like if you ever put a second monitor on your desk, you work more efficiently when there's two monitors. Okay, so you can put a second monitor for $20. So just come on by and we can get you a monitor too. That has a warranty too.
Right.
So we're really, really good guys. We're right here at Hampton and I-25 in the King Super Center. I told somebody once that they said, wait, you're in the parking lot? Like a tent? No, we don't have a tent in the parking lot. We have a building, but they were looking for a tent in the parking lot.
You're in the deli department.
Yes. Back in the deli section. So
now, as far as chips and all that, we see so much of that in the automotive industry, excuse me, where they're looking for chips. Yeah. Anything in computers that are hard for you to get?
I expected this the whole time COVID. I was so stressed out about the supply chain because almost all the chips come from the East,
right,
in Asia.
Why is that?
I think it's the cost of living. Like, I think they pay their people $5 a day. I think that's why they have more people making products at a cheaper cost. I think that's how it works. I don't know. But so all this stuff. And one time there was a typhoon in Taiwan, and like all the hard drives doubled in price overnight. You could only buy one hard drive at the store at a time, not more than one. That was like 10 years ago. But now there's never been a shortage of the things that I thought we would have a shortage with, memory chips and hard drives, which is a shortage all during COVID. I think it's because everybody was at home playing games instead of going to work or going to school.
Right.
So they upgraded their computers, got the really fancy video card, and there were shortages. There are lines of people camped outside a computer store at night, which I think is crazy to play a video game. But that's what they did. Nobody had a job. They're living off of, you know, unemployment. So they'll camp outside the computer store. But we haven't seen a lot of shortages. I'm still surprised that we haven't seen them.
Mm-hmm.
They have recently jumped a little bit in price, like maybe 25% for a hard drive and chips, but nothing like I expected. I thought it would be doubling or tripling. So we're okay right now. We stocked up, and we've got a lot of stuff at our store, the same low price that we had them from COVID.
Right. And a lot of times, I want to mention this for seniors. First of all, let me say this too, man. Thanks for all you do in the community of helping people. I mean, because you do.
We do. We help a lot.
You donate things. You do a lot of things.
Yeah.
But seniors sometimes, as you said earlier, boy, with the way we went through over the last few years, you know, man, for them to be able to FaceTime maybe on an iPad or something like that, or just check their bank account or just check an email. Again, some of these deals, you've got some great things for seniors, and you can help them.
Right.
Understand things.
Yeah. We do it at whatever spectrum somebody needs. You know, you could just buy a computer. You could buy a computer. We could transfer it. Sometimes it's even simpler than that. Let's say you're a senior and you need to do FaceTime, but your computer doesn't have a camera. So some people think, I've got to buy a new computer. I got to buy a laptop and all this stuff. I said, or you could buy this $50 webcam, stick it on your screen and you're done, right? You got your same computer. You didn't have to spend a lot of money. You still got Zoom and FaceTime, or we could show you how to do it on your phone. Mm-hmm. We have one-on-one tutoring sessions if somebody wants that. So we like to help people. We do have many of our computers on a website. It's PCs for Seniors, PCS. 4 is the number 4, and then seniors.com. It's got a bunch of our prices on there. You will see the incredible prices we have. And you're going to think, There's a lot of people who have low prices, but they don't have a warranty. There's one place in town that sells refurbished computers, and their warranty is 1 week. A 1 week warranty when you buy a computer from them. That's crazy. We have a year warranty, and you know, we're there to help you out. We're not going anywhere.
Sure. And you know, one thing great, and I said this the other day with a client, it is great to have businesses in where you can tell they love what they do.
Yeah.
Their primary focus, and this is easy to say, hey, you're honest and take care of customers because you wish every business was like that. But you know what, man? I mean, I've just seen it all through these many years. You take care of people, and that's why you win the best IT company in Colorado.
We actually had to put a sign up on the wall that says, just because you enjoy your job doesn't mean we're going to do it for free. A lot of our technicians forget to charge people because they're having so much fun helping people.
Right.
And the guy walks out there. I said, did you charge him anything? He's been in here an hour. Oh, I forgot to charge him. So we do enjoy what we do in helping people.
Well, good. Get by and see them. Hey, it's On-Site Consulting, 720-482-8383. Make sure you mention Haystack Help. And Scott has a lot of great specials on there. Don't even have time to run through them all. But if you'll mention Haystack Help, I promise you they'll take good care of you. He is offering that diagnostic on there to check to see if you are being someone has remoted in your computer, and a diagnostic, and that's normally $40. So, Scott, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you have been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people hear evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one that's hurt, you have a good idea what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals, whom you don't know and weren't witnesses, to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Before we get back to our guests, let me tell you about Stack Optical. And I just want to say a personal word of thanks to Alan for taking care of me, my wife, Victoria, and our optical needs, and many friends that we've sent there. And Alan has been doing a great job there. Family owned and operated since 1968 is Stack Optical, and it's only $69 for an eye exam. So call them today, 303-321-1578, and mention you heard them here on KLZ 560, and we'd appreciate that. But hey, if you're looking for some new glasses, they've got a great selection of frames. If you need contacts, maybe you've broken your glasses and you need repairs, it's a one-stop shop, so to speak, at Stack Optical. Hey, it's free parking, easy parking at their location right off Monaco and Evans, 2233 South Monaco Parkway, 303-321-1578. StackOptical.com is a website. Check it out. And as I always say at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
This is 560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome back to the show, and thank you so much for being with us. Glad to have in studio once again our good friend Charity Emery. Mountain City Supply, located at 647 South Gilbert Street in Castle Rock. The website, MTN for Mountain, citysupply.net. Charity, always good to have you in. How are you?
I am great, and it's always fun to be here with you, Scott. Thank you very much for having me back.
You bet. Hey, you do a great job on the interviews. We get a lot of comments. Go, man, that lady knows ammo. Yeah.
So. I was telling somebody this morning, I think I know way more about ammo than I do about guns and firearms specifically. I know what I like to shoot, but you know, people will be like, well, what about this gun? I'm like, yeah, I have no idea. No clue. But if you want to know about the bullets, I can tell you all kinds of cool stuff.
Absolutely. So when you look, hey, halfway through the year here, a little over, and how things changed maybe from early on, January, February, to today for Mountain City Supply?
Great question. Well, we're excited. This month, July, this is the end of tail end of July, was our 2-year anniversary as a company. So that was pretty exciting. Cool. We've just had phenomenal growth, just ridiculous growth. From January till now, we've brought in some new production equipment. I talked about that the last time I was here, the priming machine. So now, like, probably 95% of all of our rounds are primed on a priming machine, which just... It's speed, it's quality, so we have that confidence that the primer is seated correctly. Right. It just makes such a difference, and it speeds up our overall production quite a bit.
And it's cool to watch. I mean, I brought a friend over there from out of town. We bought some ammo, and I'm telling you, just to sit there and watch it, I mean, wow.
Yeah, it's good equipment. So we're already looking at buying another priming machine and two loading machines from that same company. Really? Just again, the speed is going to be phenomenal. Just the increased efficiency, right? Mm-hmm. You can still have one person, but if they're running one or two of these loading machines, right, versus our current loading machine, like triple what we can generate in one shift. Wow. It's just going to be cool. The other thing we've done is we have a deposit down. Everything takes forever right now. Supply chain just ridiculous in every industry. So basically, any machine that we buy new is 5 to 6 month waiting period. So we have a deposit down on a new inspection machine for our quality control department, which has 8 cameras on it. Mm-hmm. So it sends the finished round, the bullet. I hate calling it the bullet because the projectile, but it makes it easy. Seems funny to call it a cartridge. So for those of you listening, I will call it bullets, and you'll just have to forgive me. I do know the difference, but it's easier to call it a bullet. But it shoots the bullet, actually goes through the air. It's really cool to watch. And there's 8 cameras that are taking measurements. And so it speeds up our ability to QC ammo, because we can get all the ammo we want through production, but we physically hand inspect every round right now, and it's really hard to get around that. We care about quality. We want to make sure that it's great going out. So this will increase, like, the machine alone will be able to QC something like 300,000 rounds a day. Wow. We can't do that with our people. We currently are running 2 shifts. So our day shift is 7 to 3:30, and then we have an evening or swing shift, 3:30 to midnight. Mm-hmm. And we're always hiring. So if anyone wants a job, give me a call, because we can use some good people, and we train. You don't have to know a lot. It just helps if you think our industry is cool. So we've got 2 shifts. We're up to almost 35 employees. If you consider our part-time contractors, right, we're at 36 employees today, which is pretty cool.
Wow.
Again, remember, we started 2 years ago in our garage, so it's crazy, the growth. But anyway, this inspection machine, which we won't get till December, it'll help us speed up, because, you know, it just takes time to QC the ammo and package it, because we do all that ourselves. So yeah, we're still making reman ammo as well as new. We are continually expanding our calibers. We are really proud of our 300 blackout rounds. We've been working on perfecting those. We offer 2 different grains. I think it's usually 147 grain. They're going to shake their heads if I have that wrong. And then we've started a 220 grain round, which really shoots really well.
Okay.
Very, very smooth. It's you know, all of our rounds are a little spicy. we're on the more fun end of that. But it's such a smooth shot. And we actually, right now this week, we're back producing 10 millimeter, which is a very popular round,
very
and it's
popular.
Hard to get a hold of the casings.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're doing just reman of the 10 millimeter right now because of just supply chain. But again, we really like our reman ammo. We feel that you can be confident in shooting with our reman or target ammo.
And you guys
ammo.
Go through a lot of quality control.
We really do. We have quite a process that we've gone through, and we're constantly, you know, perfecting what we look at, and we really make sure that to the best extent possible, it's high quality.
Right.
And we really don't get complaints about our quality ammo. You have things you're going to have.
Well, yeah, I've been telling you, I was in Africa, I think in 2017, and I was shooting some Hornady dangerous game. I mean, $150, $60 a box ammo. I mean, so factory ammo, 500 grain, 375 H&H, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a cartridge that just kind of splintered out really weird, and I brought it back and called Hornady. And they go, "You don't have to finish. We know we had a problem." So what I'm saying is, you know what? Hey, Can there be an issue? Yes. I mean, you know,
yeah, one everyone, every you're going to have it.
Million,
yeah.
Whatever. But you guys are there, too, to take care of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. We absolutely stand by our product. Anytime a customer reaches out with a problem, we make it right. And that's whether we have, you know, we have our shipping problems. We'll have back boxes fall apart. UPS will lose a box or it'll get broken in transit. You know, we fully insure all our packages.
Right.
You know, if you have problems shooting our ammo, we will replace it. We will often replace it with new. We really don't give people a hard time, you know, and if you have issues, you know, it's interesting because obviously we make a round and it can be shot out of a variety of guns.
Right.
Some guns are less friendly than others. Like there's some will be like, oh, well, that's a model gun. We know we have problems with that ammo. With that model gun. Mm-hmm. If you had any other gun, you would shoot our ammo fine,
sure.
Right? So we occasionally have issues like that. And no, I don't know any specifics off the top of my head. Right. But what I will tell you, we really are proud of our ammo. I mean, you know, I shoot it, right? And, you know, I'm proud. I'm never ashamed to shoot.
No, and that ammo we bought recently when I brought that friend over there, yeah, shot very well for me. So,
good.
Yeah. So
I
awesome.
Should hope so. Now,
you
can really say you've shot our ammo.
I can.
We've got a
sure.
couple of people that are pretty passionate about it. You know, we clean our ammo. You know, our finished product looks amazing. It's clean in your gun, so you're not going to have a filthy mess when you're done shooting.
Right.
I like that. You know, I don't mind getting dirty, but I also don't mind staying clean, right? So.
Right.
So that's some of the exciting stuff we've got going on. Just continued growth. We did add another person to our customer service team, just so that we're able to be more quickly responsive to emails and phone calls. You know, we were kind of struggling for a while where one person wasn't quite enough, but it didn't seem busy enough for two people.
Sure.
So we've invested. We've got two people now, which really makes a big difference. So we're much more available. So you know, things are exciting. We're continuing to expand.
Right.
In our store, we now have a kiosk from Silencer Shop. So if our customers are interested in silencers, we've got those. We've got a whole kiosk to order from.
Okay.
We work with Arrow Precision quite a bit. And then, of course, we've got Swamp Fox in with their optics, and they're based in Littleton. So if you're a fan of that, if you don't know Swamp Fox for optics, I highly recommend them. I use them, and I just think they're fantastic. They do a great job.
And what I like is everybody's supporting local companies too, which I think is very, very good for all of us.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, we try to be local as much as we can. We try to be U.S. made. We obviously, you know, support our veterans, military, you know, all of that is really important to us.
Right.
Absolutely.
Once again, it is Mountain City Supply, 647 South Gilbert Street in Castle Rock. The website is mountainmtncitysupply.net. Now, when you go on, hey, make sure you put in your email so you can subscribe to keep informed. And they don't pester you, okay? I mean, hey, you may get an email or so a day, but I'm telling you, it's good emails because they're telling you what they've got and what specials they're running. So you want to stay in tune with them. So put your email in there. You can stay in touch with them. And man, I'm telling you, it's your one-stop shop for all you need. I don't know about you, but boy, it's very disappointing to drive somewhere and just see no ammo on shelves again, or some stores still giving you a limit that you drove all that way and you can buy 50 rounds. That's no fun. So there are no limits on what someone can buy with you, and you actually have a bulk program deal.
Yep, we've started making it much more common. We sell cases, so you can buy 1,000 rounds of most of our calibers you can buy in bulk. It's still easier if you do order that ahead of time, but you can schedule it to pick it up in our store if you don't want to pay for shipping. We're happy to do that. So we've got bulk quantities. All of our calibers.
Yeah,
it's pretty
cool.
Exciting.
All right. Good deal. Now, gift cards. I want to mention that, too, because sometimes a lot of people go, I don't know what to get him or her. And I'm telling you, hey, what better thing than a gift card?
It's always the right
guns
size.
Guns or ammo. I mean, it's really huge, you know. And hey, it won't be long. We'll be talking about Christmas. So now's the time to come in and get a gift card. That's a great thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, we love gift cards. We're working. We've got our stickers back, if you like stickers. We're getting shirts and hats ordered for the company. That's pretty exciting. The other thing I want to talk about, you know, September is just around the corner somehow.
Right.
It's going to be here before we know it. So Mountain City Supply supports a veterans organization called Volunteers for Hospitalized Veterans. So V, the number 4, HV, Volunteers for Hospitalized Veterans. So when you're in our store, you can round up, you can leave change, you can make a donation. They also have a table that we have where
off to the left there of the counter. I've
exactly, seen that. Yeah. With all the, we at least the most popular or well-known branches of the military, you know, Air Force, Army, Marines, Navy. I think they've got a few other things, but those are the four main branches. But we've got hats and keychains and bracelets and plaques. Actually, some really great hats. I'm always looking at the hats like, wow, those are really cool. So we don't, Mountain City doesn't take a profit on that at all.
Okay.
This is an organization that works exclusively in the VA hospital in Aurora, specifically with inpatients. And they spend a lot of time supporting the patients that are in the mental health unit.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of homelessness that in that group of veterans that are in the hospital. So with COVID, they've been very negatively impacted with their ability to raise money and support the veterans. So there's a lot of things they do in the unit. They bring in a hairstylist and give haircuts for free. They provide games and crafts and arts. But also then when they are they're getting discharged from the unit, we provide, or they provide, a duffel bag or backpack. When they can, they get it embroidered with the logo of the branch of the military the patient served in. But it has, you know, some clothing necessities, shoes, that sort of thing. So they've not been able to raise a whole lot of money. So that's one of the things we've done is we support them. We encourage people, hey, buy it. You know, again, we don't take a profit.
Mm-hmm.
All of the money goes directly to the organization. So in September is National Suicide Awareness Month. And we know that suicide has a very high rate. The number, I think, is 22 veterans a day suicide.
Mm-hmm.
That's the number that's out there. That's what, you know, I will say I haven't personally researched it a lot, but that's the number I've been given. So we are hosting a ruck on Saturday, September 24th.
Okay.
I think we're going to kick it off at 9 a.m. We have an active military gentleman who has mapped out a one-mile route. So a ruck, it's kind of like the Murph. Right. So the Murph is kind of well known. So the idea is when you're in the military, a lot of their training, they carry rucksacks full of equipment. So you don't have to hike it. We're not going to like weigh it out or anything. We want you to come. But it's a 1 mile route and it's to raise money. And we're going to be donating it to the Volunteers for Hospitalized Veterans to help them raise money because the fall, the holidays are coming. There's a lot of things they do.
Sure.
We're going to help them put together an Amazon click list, you know, with like, you know, sweatpants and shoes and that sort of thing. Have it delivered to the store. We'll store it for them. So you can make cash donations. You can raise money, have people sponsor you to hike. And then we want you to come and we have it. We'll probably kick it off at 9 a.m.
Okay.
It'll start and end at our store. And then we're going to have vendors there. We'll have people there from the veterans organization. We'll have other people. We're going to grill burgers. It'll be a really fun day. Bring your kids. We'll have things for the kids to do. We're really going to push this. Again, it's September 24th. There's a networking organization I'm a part of called the Success Collective in Castle Rock.
Okay.
So we're kind of sponsoring it. And then Mountain City is going to host it. So we're really excited about that. So yeah, if you're interested, come out, do a hike, or just come out. We're open 10 to 6 on every day, but Saturday we're open 10 to 6. So come check us out, have a hamburger, give some money to our veterans organization, or bring some sweats or something to donate.
Absolutely. Once again, it is Mountain City Supply. Stop by and see them. Let them know you heard about them here on KLZ 560. And whether you mentioned just KLZ, Sportsman of Colorado, Haystack Help Radio, just let them know Scott sent you, and we'd appreciate that. It's 647 South Gilbert Street in Castle Rock. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Hey, Dan, you know, our jobs are pretty different. I'm a baseball announcer, you're an attorney and a talk show host.
Yeah, but we do have something in common.
Really? What's that?
Our favorite car dealer, Len Lyle Chevrolet.
Yeah, definitely not your typical dealership.
That's so true, Jack. No high-pressure sales tactics. They respect your time. And when you have two jobs, that's important.
You know, I'd recommend Len Lyle Chevrolet to anyone. And with their low overhead, that means
lower prices. Yeah, we really do have something in common.
Len Lyle Chevrolet. Go east and pay the least. Chevy, find new roads.
For years now, you've heard me talk about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and yes, for almost 20 years, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has been taking care of our pets. From medical, grooming, boarding, and even training, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is your one stop for all of your pet's needs. Not only is their facility state-of-the-art, but now you can download the free Lone Tree Vet app and visit their online store for your pet products and pharmacy needs. You can also have your very own pet portal. Plus, don't forget to read their blogs at LoneTreeVet.com. Do you take your dog on hikes? Check out Hiking the Trail Safely with Your Dog. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Call today, 303-708-8050, or check them out, LoneTreeVet.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for being with us. Glad to have Charity Emery in with us. Mountain City Supply, you've heard about them now for several months. If you haven't been by, hey, this is a place you need to go and see. If you're looking for ammo, stop driving around all the stores only just to be disappointed seeing that they don't have any ammo, or you can only buy one or two boxes. Hey, go where there's no quantity limits. They have a bulk purchase program. They're located at 647 South Gilbert Street in Castle Rock. You can check out the website, mountaincitysupply.net, and that's MTN for mountain, citysupply.net. And Charity, thanks again for coming in.
Well, again, thanks for having me. It's always fun to be here.
Now, mentioning the website, you say you're kind of working on that a little.
Yeah, so we are getting very close to launching a new version of our website.
Okay.
We are expanding also so that you, whether you do .com or .net, you'll get to us, right?
Okay.
Like right now, if you do mtncitysupply.com, you'll get to us, but it actually doesn't function quite the same as the .net.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working with a really great development team. We're really excited about them. It's going to be on a new platform.
Okay.
We are going to be bringing all of your old accounts with us. So if you have a current account with us,
okay,
we're going to try and bring it over with all your order history so that's not lost.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they have finished that yet, but they're working
sure.
on it. But we're really excited. It is so much more functionality, so much more user-friendly. One of the challenges we have now is you have to be basically a developer and know Java in order to make even minor changes. So the functionality is just so limited. We can't really highlight things. It's really hard to add products. It's hard to edit. Like, so we have customers that were like, hey, you've got a typo. And we're like, yeah, we know. But it's like, takes an act of Congress and three developers
and
alcohol
or
to make changes to typos. So we're really excited because it's just going to be a much, much easier platform that those of us who are not developers, you know, it's going to, you know, have like WordPress to be able to go in and make edits to documents. So we're really excited about that. We feel like it's going to make our customers much happier. It's going to have a lot more functionality. Like one of the things we've wanted to do, I've talked about volunteers for hospitalized veterans, and we want to support other charitable organizations. You know, we do sponsorships. We donate all the time to different organizations. We want to be active in our community. Well, we don't currently have an ability to like round up, you know, almost any store you go to now is trying to round up for some charitable organization for another.
Right.
It does add up and it benefits them. So, you know, even easy functionality or what you think would be easy functionality doesn't currently exist. So we're very excited about the new website. It's going to look amazing. We're really impressed. It's just it's really beautiful creatively, very attractive, easy to use, all in one place, much, much easier.
Oh, cool.
So we're very excited about that. We think it might be live in the, like by the end of the first week in August. So we're like a week or two out from this being live.
Okay, cool.
So we think, so we're pretty excited about that. So we think that'll make a big difference.
Good deal. Now in the store itself, you know, besides the firearms that you carry, we talk about Swamp Fox Optics and a lot of different things you have, holsters, and but you also got a lot of bags and range bags and Pelican cases, I think.
Yes,
see some cases
yes,
in there?
You did.
Okay.
We've even got a couple of like small in-home pistol cases,
right?
Okay. You know, and I don't know what we have in stock today, right? But in theory, you've got we like the biometric ones, so you're using a fingerprint.
Right.
We usually have one or two that's the number, the code that you do, so it secures your firearm. You know, it's really important if you're going to have firearms in your home that they're secured. Sure. So yeah, we've got those. We have mace, we have pepper spray, we have bear spray. We've got all kinds of different hearing protection. Mm-hmm. You know, we actually use hearing protection over in our plant, right? Because you have to have a good hearing program. We don't want our employees going deaf. So, you know, for those of you who shoot, but you like to be with people, there are electronic headsets that you can buy, and maybe you guys all know this and you're like, well, duh, but it was a new thing that I learned. They have headsets that when, you know, you use batteries or they can be USB charged, but it eliminates everything over 82 decibels. So a gun can go off and it's dampened and your ears are fine, but then you can have a completely normal conversation with the person next to you and hear just fine. That's really nice. It's really nice to not be just completely
blocked
in when you have your hearing protection on. So we've got that. We've got some really great bags, sling packs, backpacks. We've got Gobi bags. Mm-hmm. Gobi is a local. They make the bags up in, I think it's Aurora. It's near the airport. It's where they're located. It's actually, they also do Gobi racks. So when you get that custom racking for trucks and SUVs, but they also have a line of backpacks. So we have some of those. We've got Targets. We interestingly have a whole collection of taxidermy. We bought, it was kind of a random thing. Someone's like, well, do you want to buy some deer head? So it's a bunch of animals that were, they're all from Africa. Mm-hmm. They were hunted. What's the word you use? Between the 60s and the 80s. I don't think anything is younger than that. So it's all older, but in its museum quality, they're beautiful pieces.
Like I say, I've got a few pieces from Africa. And
yeah, but if anyone's interested, please come check out our amazing taxidermy. My favorite is we've got a warthog, and then there's a little antelope that remind me of Timon and Pumbaa from The Lion King. But we've got a bison. A lot of different deer and antelope is the most common. And then if you're really interested, we have this beautiful lion, and there's something about the laws. It can't leave the state of Colorado, so it has to stay in state. Everything else can go wherever. So I'm not in a hurry to sell it, but it's a beautiful piece. So if you need a lion, we've got some amazing taxidermy. It's kind of a random thing.
Yeah, but it's cool. Yeah.
It's very
cool. And it's
cool
to walk in and see it.
Yeah, well, it adds a whole new...
Instead of just pictures on a wall or something, you know?
Right, yeah. So I think that's pretty cool.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned on a previous segment that you guys are doing some hiring.
Yes. You're
running two shifts now.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to give out your phone number for that.
Absolutely.
If that's what you want to do, or you want them to email you.
Yep, okay. Well, either way. So it's 303-495-6995. That's our main number. I'm going to say it again. 303-495-6995. You can also always email us at info@mtncitysupply.com.
Okay.
So info@mtncitysupply.com is our general email address. And then we'll send it. We've got a hiring team. So yeah, everyone that we hire always starts in quality control. We think that's really important that you understand the essentials of our ammo. And then we absolutely promote from within. So we, you know, we've got a couple different tracks, but basically you go from quality control to brass processing to priming to loading. We start at $17 an hour, but within 2 weeks you can be up to $17.25 or $17.50. There's a couple certifications you can get that just, hey, I'm good enough to, you know, pass good ammo, and I know it's not good ammo.
Sure.
And you can make up to, well, if you're on the night shift, you can make up to $26 an hour.
Yeah.
Fairly quickly. It'll, you know, you might take a year as a loader to get to that high, but you know, we really try to pay competitively, and it's good hours, and you know, we have lots of employee perks. There's an employee discount. We have medical, dental, vision insurance.
And you have the best
life
snacks.
Insurance. Okay,
no,
we do feed our employees.
I've walked out of your office area and I've seen your tables of snacks. I'm like,
man, I take food very seriously. I make people eat bananas and apples and oranges. But yeah, we have granola bars and popcorn and ramen and macaroni and cheese. Yesterday we had a safety meeting and I gave out ice cream sandwiches and popsicles. So yeah, we like to have fun. We're pretty laid back. I may have 22 years of HR experience, but we are not an uptight environment.
Well, here's the way I go in a ton of businesses. Mm-hmm. Once I sit here for an hour, I'm going out and I call on businesses. And a lot of times you walk in a place and you feel like, okay, there's 34 different kind of mindsets working here, okay? And what I picked up from the first time I walked in your shop, I've never told you this, but it almost has that family environment like this is, and a lot of stores go family owned and operated, you know, but I mean,
right.
it has that feel. I mean, people were kind to each other. People were helping each other. You know, mm-hmm. you see people pass and walking just through the warehouse. They say hello, whatever. I mean, so I'm telling you, yeah, you got a good staff.
That's so good to hear. We like to think so. We certainly encourage, you know, a very friendly, open environment. We do, you know, we try to make it comfortable for everybody. We have people from all walks of life. We have people who have been using firearms and hunting since they were little. And we've got people who have never held a gun mm-hmm. working for us. You don't have to have any experience. You know, I've told people this, you know, I can teach you how to quality control and how to even load ammo having never shot it. Mm-hmm. Now, I will tell you, it is very fun to load ammo and then go shoot it yourself and go, I just made that. That was awesome. Right. So that's pretty cool. Well, and I don't know, we're pretty passionate about the fact that we make something. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of service organizations and there's absolutely value in that, but it's really cool to actually make something.
Yeah.
You know, to produce a thing.
Yeah,
right? It's very fun. So, no, I think our employees have a good time. I think that our atmosphere carries over into the store, right? Mm-hmm. And I know I've talked about this before. We really want to be a welcoming and comfortable place. You know, if you're breaking into a hobby for the first time, no matter what the hobby is, there's a learning curve, right? There's terms you don't know. There's expertise you don't have, and you want someone who's going to kind of break you into it and introduce you to things mm-hmm. and give you exposure. So our job is not to tell you, well, here's what you need, right? It's to ask questions. Well, what are you looking for? If you're buying a firearm for the first time, or firearm, as you say.
you're right.
Yeah. I love hearing you talk. You know, if it's the first time, we're going to find out, well, what are you going to use it for? How often are you going to shoot? Is this just for home defense? Are you going to conceal carry? Are you going to be out, you know, plinking targets all the time? Is this for, you know, mm-hmm. and really understand what are you comfortable with? You know, there's plenty of spouses that want to buy guns for their spouse. And, you know, it's more commonly men, you know, a lot of military, right? Oh, I want my wife to carry. And they'll pick a gun. And that's great, guys. But you know what? She needs an opinion right?
Sure.
You know, a 380 is a cute little gun, and you know, I've got this really attractive little Ruger Slimline 380, and it's a cute little gun. It's a little bit sexy, but the recoil is terrible,
mm-hmm.
right? So, yeah, it might be what I use for concealed carry, but I'm far more comfortable at the range with a 9,
right?
So that's the kind of thing we, you know, we want you to be comfortable, and we want to make sure you have what you need,
right?
So we, you know, come in. Play with all the guns we have. We'll show mm-hmm. you every single gun. We'll let you dry fire it. We'll explain it to you. We have very experienced, knowledgeable staff who can explain things and really help you understand and make a good choice for you.
Right.
It's really fun.
And no matter what level you're at, is what we're saying is, hey, come in. You know, nothing makes you feel worse and ask a question that you feel like we all hear the stupid question. There is no stupid question, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, come in, have a staff that – they're happy to spend time with you, answer the questions as long as it takes, because you know what? They want you to get the right firearm, mm-hmm. firearm, and instead of farm. And they want you to make a good purchase, so, and something you're going to be happy with and shoot and be very happy with. So,
absolutely.
Once again, great, great store. Get by and see them. If you've just caught some of this segment, hey, this is a place you can go buy all the ammo you want. No quantity limits. They have bulk purchase programs. They've got optics, cleaning supplies. They've got buy and sell firearms.
We even have an armorer. So if you want to trick out your gun and need a little help, or you're having trouble with something, very experienced staff who can help you with the mechanics of the firearm as well.
Okay. And gift card. Hey, if you're mm-hmm. looking for a gift card, hey, stop by there and get a gift card as well. And if you're looking for a job, hey, give them a call, 303-495-6995. I don't know what you've been doing, but hey, what would be cooler than just making ammo? All right, so give them a call, 303-495-6995. Charity, as always, our time goes too quickly, but thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Mountain City Supply, check them out. It is MTN for MountainCitySupply.net. Thanks for being with us today. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
The views views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.